We're on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We said yesterday, somebody just was Ma'orah, that once the schach isn't mukzah, you can burn it. That's halacha, you can burn the schach. It's tashmishe mitzvah. Tashmishe mitzvah have no kedusha at all after they're finished, and you can't use them for a mitzvah. Tzitzis you can throw away. Mikradin after you take it off a talis. Schach, lulav, esrog, you throw away. There's no kedusha in tashmishe mitzvah. The only thing is, it says good not to be mevaze, to walk over it or whatever, to trample on it, the schach. But to burn it, you're allowed to burn it. Okay. Omer of Yosei, Nikot Rav Yochanan B'yadcha, right? He said that what's it called, Rav Yochanan, the bottom of the Omer before, Shaila was, you make a bracha on Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So, what's it called? The Gemara says that Shmini Lezeh Lezeh, that you don't make a bracha, Rav Yochanan says. So, Rav Huna, what Rav Yosef said, that's the halacha, like Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna bar Bizna, b'chol gedolei hador iklu b'sukkah b'shmini, sofik shvi, meisev have a yasre, bruchei lo bruchei. That all the gedolim came to the sukkah of what's it called, of Rav Huna bar Bizna, and all the gedolim came to his sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and in Chutz Laretz. And they sat in the sukkah, but they didn't make a bracha. Tzmar says, the Dilma Sfiru Lukaman Yomer, Kivin Shabirich Yom Tefrish and Shuvin Ivarich. Maybe the reason they make a bracha is because they made a bracha the first day, and they hold it. You don't make a bracha on sukkah all the days. It's only one bracha for the whole 7 days. Tzmar says, Gemira de Me'efer Asu, that they came from pashtus and watching their behemoths out in the fields where they didn't have a sukkah. That means they didn't sit in the sukkah the whole Cholamoid. Marshall says that they were being chased by the government. It was Sakonis Nefashis. They had to run out into the wilderness on Chol HaMoed, and they were Mekayim the Mitzvah only the first day Yontif. And they made the bracha then. And Memela, what's it called? They didn't have to make the bracha. That's what the Gemara thinks now, the rest of the days. Okay. Rashi. Nekot Rav Yochanan B'yadcha, the Omer lo mevorchin en leshe besukkah. You don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. Gemirei de me'efer kosu lamadati mirabosai shehein bo min ha'efer shebe moseim ro'osham. They came out from the wilderness where their animals were grazing. V'lo yoshu v'sukkah kol yimei achag. They weren't mekayim the mitzvah sukkah the entire Chol HaMoed, and that's why they made a bracha. They were mekayim at the first day of Yom Tov, but since there was a hefsek between, the reason you don't make a bracha, according to the Man D'Omer, says you only make a bracha the first day is because there's no hefsek. But over here there was a hefsek. They couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah on Chol HaMoed. They were in a place where there was no sukkah. So even though they made a bracha on Yom Tov, still there's an inyan to make a bracha the next day. Memela, what's it called, no raya from the fact that, what's it called, that they didn't make a bracha. No, just the opposite. Could be they held, like the Man D'Omer says, that you don't make a bracha. They would have made a bracha had it been for that reason. The only reason they didn't make a bracha is you don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. Because if it had been for the reason that you don't make a bracha on what's it called, on any day, then here they would have made a bracha, because they couldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah during Chol HaMoed. So once there's a hefsek, you have to make a bracha. So the fact that they didn't make a bracha was a raya that they held like Rabbi Yochanan, that you don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. Everybody holds you don't make a bracha. Ki pligi lemesa. The machlokas is whether you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres or not. Laman di omar shiva lesukkah meisiv yasvinan. The one who says that it's considered like the seventh day, legabi sukkah, you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Laman di omar shmini lezeh lezeh meisiv nomi vayasvinan. And the one who holds that it has a din of shmini for sukkah means you don't even sit in the sukkah, not just you don't make a bracha. And again, the reason is that it appears, first of all, to be Bal Tosif, if it's Shmini Atzeres. And second, it's a Zilzal and Yontif. Because if it's Yontif, it's not Sukkos. So you're sitting in the Sukkah, L'shem Mitzvah, it's a Zilzal. And we take a hold that you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, And it's not a zilzal in yontif, because sometimes people sit in a sukkah anyway, but you don't make a bracha. And the Rif says the reason you don't make a bracha is because if you'd make a bracha, it'd be clear you're doing it l'shem sukkah, and then it'd be a zilzal in yontif. So b'davka, we don't make a bracha. And therefore, according to most opinions, you don't sleep in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, because then there's no hecker. Just the fact that you're not making a bracha on the sleeping is no hecker, because you don't make a bracha any time on sleeping. And then it's a zilzal in yontif. The Rambam says the reason you don't make a bracha is a suffik bracha. Right? Maybe there's no mitzvah. So how can you make a bracha? But the Tosus says that can't be the reason, because l'maisa make kiddush on Natosus. The other Rishonim learned that you make kiddush on the second day yontif. Right? They're masakin it, that to be considered like yontif, then you make all the brachas. So that can't be the reason. The Rambam holds there's a difference between kiddush and a mitzvah that is from the day before, where we were praving yontif, and then we don't say that they would have made a takana to make a bracha, and then it's suffik brachas lahakol, only outs the mitzvah itself. Okay. What? Right.
You're making kiddush and you say
Malaysia. Yeah, in the Quran. Okay. Omer Rav Yosef. Nekot Rav Yochanan b'yodcha. Rav Yosef said, hold Rav Yochanan's that lechora you don't sit in the sukkah. The more the shmeis the money, Rav Yehuda bereid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. Who is the one who said what's it called meis the yasvinan that you do sit in the sukkah? That's Rav Yehuda bereid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. And v'shmini sofik shvi levar mi sukkah yosef. And he himself didn't do like he said. He said that the halacha is you sit in the sukkah, and lemaisa changed his mind, and he himself lemaisa didn't sit in the sukkah. The hilchos, however, the halacha is not like that. Nesiv yasvin and bruch ilum avarchin. The halacha is that you sit in the sukkah and you don't make a bracha. Kirashi. Demora deshmaisa. Dolom avarchin. Vafilu Rav Yehuda domer shvil a sukkah. The Yikud Yamri says everybody holds you don't make a bracha. The question is, do you bichlal sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Demora deshmaisa moni Rav Yehuda bereid Rav Shmuel. The Eu Omer Mishmei the Rav, the Chazina Leidlo Ovid Kemashmaisit. He's the one who said in the name of Rav that you sit, but you don't make a bracha. We see he didn't sit in the sukkah, so he didn't hold like it. Lahaloch Lamaisa. Okay. Lamaisa, there are people who don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, or they only make kiddush and they go eat in the house, right? Or at night they eat in the sukkah and don't eat in the daytime. And Lamaisa from this Gemara is Mashma. Halacha for sure is not like that. That you have to sit in the sukkah, even if you have the last meal on the eighth day, you have to sit and eat in the sukkah. But just don't make a bracha. But there are those that are miyashiv, those minhagim, Moshe Chassidim who have that minig, and there are those that are miyashiv the minig, but lahalocha, it's not, it's a minig toast. Okay, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Omrim zman b'shmini shal chag, ve'ein omrim zman b'shmini shal pesach. You say shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres, but you don't say Shechiyonu on Shvi Shal Pesach. V'om Rav Levi Bar Chama, v'isem Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Teda, Shari Cholet, b'gimel Dvorim. Right? The reason that you say Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres, because it's separated from the rest of the days of Sukkot, the three things. The Sukkah, there's no Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. There's no Velulav, there's no Lulav. The Nisuch HaMayim, there's no Mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, only the 7 days of Sukkot. So it's a new Yontif. Later on the Gemara is going to say other things where it's a new Yontif. But in these three things, it's clear it's not the same yontif. And the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr below, call you Menasseh Koshmal. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you do make Nisuch HaMayim even on Shmini Atzeres, Harei Cholik Bebezdor, at least with Sukkah and Lulav, it's separated. Gemara says, Yehochi Shvi Shal Pesach Nami, Harei Cholik Bachilus Matzah. Lamaisa Shvi Shal Pesach is separated from the rest of the 7 days because the first night is a mitzvah to eat matzah. And the rest of the 6 days is no mitzvah to eat matzah. So Shvi Shal Pesach is different than the first day. And the Iker is the first day, and the rest of the days are just what's it called, but it's different. The Omer Mar Laila Rishon Lechova Mikan Veilich Rishus. Versus Hochi Hashem, what's the comparison? Hasel Mi Laila Cholet, Mi Yom Eino Cholet. It's only different than the first night, but it's not different even than the first day. It's not like a different yontif than the first day. Right, Cholomoy is not that much that than the Iker in this Teretz. The Iker is that it's different than the first day, but it's not even different than the first day. It's only different than the first night. The first day time is the same. But over here, sukkah and lulav apply during the daytime also. And here it's cholik from the day and the night, with sukkah and with lulav. Ravina Amar zeh cholik mishlefonav, zeh cholik mishlefneponav. Now even another reason. The sukkah and lulav apply till the seventh day. And then, what's it called, Shemini Atzeres is different than the day immediately before it. But Shvi Shal Pesach isn't different than the day immediately before it. It's only different than the first day. Omer Rapapa Omer, Hacha Ksiv Par, Hasam Ksiv Parim. Now, there's another difference between Shemini Atzeres and the other days. By Shemini Atzeres, it says Par Echad, and all the other days is Parim. Right? A certain amount you have to bring each day. Right? And here, it's Cholu completely. It doesn't go according to the order of the Parim of the other days. It's not the next one down. One Par. From Nachma Yitzchak Omer, Hacha Ksiv Bayom, Hasam Ksiv Uvayom. All the other days it says Bayom Hasheni, Bayom Hashlishi. And by Uva Yom Hasheni, Uva Yom Hashlishi. On Shemini Atzeres it says Bayom. Doesn't connect it to the days before. So therefore it's a separate yonta. Ravashi Omer Hacha Ksiv Kemishpat, Hasam Ksiv Kemishpatam. The Rashi learns that all the days, it's the last day it says Kemishpatam on Yom Hashvi, and on Shemini Atzeres it says Kemishpat. So it's different. Tosfos learns all the days, the first days, 6 days, it says Kemishpat. On the seventh day, it says Kemishpatam to finish it off. It's like, this is the seal. This is Kemishpatam. In the middle of the next day, Shemini Atzeres is obviously a new day. Rashi. Hacha Ksiv. Teda the Omar Bozman Lafisha Regal the Fniasmo, it's a separate yontif. Shari Cholik Mishara Yom, it's separated from the other days, but Gimel Dvorim. In Yoshim is Sukkah, there's no Sukkah, they ain't Notum Balulav, they ain't Menaskin Bomai. Right? Even the Mikdash, they weren't Notum Balulav on Shmini Atzeres. And you don't make Nisachamayim, Kirishnamas Nisan Sukkah and Nisachamayim Shiva. Rabbi Yehuda Nomi, the Polik Benisach, the Omar Kol Shmol Nahareo Cholik Miyabashne Dvorim. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says there is Nisach HaMayim on Shemini Atzeres, but it's still separated with two different things, Sukkah and Lulav. The Log Hoya Menasseh Koshmona, but Tarte Polik. He argues two things. One is the Komer Tanakama Shlosha Lugim B'chol Yom. The Tanakama held that Nisach HaMayim was three Lugim of water every day. The Iyu Omer B'chol Yom B'log. And Rabbi Yehuda argues and says only one Log. The Komer Tanakama Shiva V'lo Shemini B'umer Kolches. And the Tanakama holds you only are Menasech Mayim 7 days, and Rabbi Yehuda holds even on the eighth day. Miyom Eino Cholok, Daf Yom Tefrishin Rishos. Even the first daytime of Pesach, there's no mitzvah matzah. Zeh Cholok Mishalafonav, Shmini Cholok Miyom Esmu. Shmini Atzeres is different than Shvi Shal Sukkos. But Shvi Shal Pesach is not different than Shishi Shal Pesach. Shvi Eino Cholok Elamin Arishon, it's only different than the first day. Hacha ksiv par, v'hosum ksiv parim. Kol yom yachad kreivim parim harbe. U'mismatim v'holfim, echad liyom, right, go down from 13, what's it called, down to 7, ad yom shvi, shekreivim parim shiva. U'vishmini par echad levado. But on the 8th day, it should be 6, but it's not, it's only 1. Nimtzeh sheinu miseder sharayom, it's not part of the order of the other days. Shehoyo lo lahakriv v'shisha. Elamai, it's a new day by itself. Hosam ksivu vayom, v'hoch ksiv bayom. Kol yom osachar ksivu uvayom hasheni, uvayom hashlishi. Right, connects it to the day before. So they're all one connection. Avo b'shmini ksiv bayom hashmini, doesn't connect it to what came before. Cholko mehem, it separates of them, v'lo asom mosiv ala rishonim. So it's not a part of Sukkot, it's a separate day. Ravashi yomar, b'shmi ksiv misporom kemishpatom, mashma kemishpat kol korbono sharayomim. The korbanos shmini ksiv the misparom kamishpat asan mishpat cholok liatzmo. That's how Rashi learns that the mishpat is going on Shmini Atzeres, and Tosfos learns the mishpat is going on the other days of Sukkot. All the days it says mishpat, and then it sums it all up kamishpatam on the seventh day. Mashma the eighth day already is something different. Okay, Gemara says lema misayelay. Let's bring a raya that you say Zman on Shmini Atzeres, because it says HaPorim Ho'elim V'Akvosim Ma'aklim Zeh. The Porim, Elim, and Kvosim of Musaf are Ma'akiv. If you don't have all of them, you don't bring them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Porim Ein Ma'aklim Zeh. If you don't have all the Porim, you bring what you have. Shari Mismat in V'Holchim. Because L'maisa, they go down in descending order. So you see, the Torah wasn't makbid so much that you should have a full number. So therefore, they're not makbid. Omrulo v'alokula mismatin v'holchem mishmini. So he said, L'maisa, all of them go down on the eighth day. Even the Eilim and Ksavim are a different number on the eighth day. Omrulohen, shmini regal b'fni asmahu. Right? No, you don't, can't bring a riot from the eighth day, because the eighth day is a separate yontif. But on the seven days, they're the same yontif, and the parim go down in order, but the Elim and Kvasim are constant, are consistent. Okay, Rashi. HaParim ha'Elim ha'Kvasim ha'amurim b'korbonus ha'chag v'chol yom l'musuf of Sukkos ma'akvin zeh. Choser echad min ha'ru'uyim l'yom ein makridim. If you don't have the full number, you don't bring anything. But the Parim, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they go down in number from day to day. The Torah wasn't makbid, Daf could have a full number. Therefore, what you have to bring that day is also makbid. Whatever you have, you bring. That's the case, because they change number from day to day. All of them change number on Shmini Atzeres. So you see, it goes down. So regular thing, Asmahu. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you can't. Shmini Atzeres is not a going down from the other day. It's a new yontif. The ain korbanoso bechlau shar korbanos achad. It's not a continuation of what came before. The ain lemedim himenu the korbanos achad. You can't learn from it for the other 6 to 7 days. Okay. Right. And now he's going to tell you, how do you know that Shemini Atzeres is regular for the Asmo? Just like the 7 days of Sukkos, to Unim Korban, they need their own Korban. The Shear, they have their own Shear, Ubracha, and we'll see once again what Bracha means, and they have their own Bracha, Velina, and you have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim that day. That you, what's it called, the first day at least of Yontif. Af Shmini Ton Korban. Shmini needs its own Korban, not a continuation of the days before. And it has its own Shear, Ubracha, and its own Bracha, Velina. And you have to stay overnight also after Shmini Atzeres. My Lavzman, which says it has its own Bracha, isn't that referring to Shechianu? Samara says, Lo Birkas Amazon Utvila. Right, no, it's not talking about Shechianu. It has its own bracha, meaning that you say a different nusach of the bracha by tefillah and by Birkas HaMazon. You don't say Sukkos, you say Shmini Chag Atzeres. Rashi. Teunim korbanos liatzman. Every day needs its own specific korban by Sukkos. Avzek korban liatzman v'ena meseder acherim. This one also has a unique korban different than the seder of the others. Shir shalaviyim omri b'korbanos shmini enu meseder shir achad. During Sukkot, they said a whole seder of shir in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says what those shiras were. Below purishly shir shall meet shmini. But over there, it doesn't say what shir they said on Shmini Atzeres. And Rashi says, I don't know which one it was. Tosa says it was lamnatzeach al hashminis. That's what they used to say. The Masechus Sofrim says in Shul. And it could be, Tosa says, that's what the Levium also said. Mashma, that what we say in Shul is not necessarily what the Levium said. According to the Gra, you're supposed to say what the Levium said. But from this Masechus Sofrim and from Tosas, is Mashma Slavdavka. Aval Shir Shal Chag Mefurish Bechalil, one of the Shir you say during Sukkos, Binu Boarim Bo'am, Havu Vashem, Kulam Remuzim Al Iske Matnas Aniyim. They all have hints to them about Tzedakah. Matnas Aniyim. The nation's mana sifahu, since this is the harvest time, the ace litay leket shikhu peya maisras. You're bringing all your tvua into the house. You're supposed to take off now trumas maisras leket shikhu peya, give to the aniyim. Shiishmu mafrishim viafrishu bayin yofas. So you'll read these shiros And it tells you how important it is to give tzedakah. Ubracha, the first was a mayo. The Gemara doesn't explain what this bracha is. The lina, lalum laila shal motzei yontif harishon b'Yerushalayim. You have to stay overnight, motzei yontif harishon b'Yerushalayim. Can't go home. The gamino mi pesach, the siv fanisa baboker volachto lo alecha. So when is this boker? It can't mean boker the first day of yontif. B'yontif lo kamar, kra sharayu yom shechivu shechayiv leiros bazara. That day, the first day of Yontif, of course you have to stay in Yerushalayim. You can't go home the night of Yontif, because you have to stay in and be mekayim the mitzvah of Rias Ponim in the Azorah. Kach pirish perakam of the Rosh Hashanah. Leiros ba'azorah kedei lohavi olis riyah. The efshar lomar v'halachto lo alecho ela b'chol shomoy. Must mean that you go home cholomoy, so why can't you go home mosi Yontif? The kamrinim ba'boker, you can only go home the next day. Means the first day morning cholomoy. Al mechayev lolun motzei yontif besocha ir. You have to stay in Yerushalayim the entire night of motzei yontif. Umishal ohevi chagigos obiom rishon vehevi veechod min ayomim tzorech lolun laila shlachro. Whatever you day you bring your olas riyah, you have to stay that night afterwards in Yerushalayim also. And Tosus brings down a sheet that it's not just one day you have to stay. You have to stay the whole yontif in Yerushalayim. You can't leave till the morning of Isruchak. You have to stay the entire yontif. But there's a machlokas, what lina means. Lina means all 7 days, or lina only means the day that you bring your olas riyah. Livruche leishiv asukah, right? My lav's man, hach brocha dekomer of Yehuda, my lav hainu's man, latzmo, when he says brocha liatzmo, doesn't he mean a shechiyonu? Where it says, no, Birchas Samazun, that has to amrin as Yom Chagasukah Sazeh, the Chan as Yom Shmini Chagatzeres Sazeh. Here Rashi says it without the haze. Yom Shmini Chagatzeres, Mamash, exactly the way we say it in the Davening.